So, Coach Nelson, as we start our conversation, I know, you know, throughout the offseason and coming into the season, this was kind of the number that everybody was looking at, your fifth game of the season, breaking the record. Well, you did it, 70 wins in a row, atop the record books by yourself. How does that feel?
Yeah, it feels good. You know, it's a big accomplishment for our program, but it's certainly not our goal. It's, you know, whoever sets out to, hey, how many games can we win in a row? That's crazy, you know. It's a byproduct. It's a byproduct of being committed every day. It's a byproduct of coming out and, you know, doing the little things right and being great servant leaders and selfless teammates. You saw it tonight, all of our seniors, I gave them the option. I said, hey, you want to go get another at-bat? Nope. They turned around. They gave their bat to somebody else. So that's what our program's about.
So to win 70 games in a row, you know, obviously that takes not just – one great team, but multiple great teams, a great coaching staff, a great program. So for you, as you've been here, what has allowed, you know, this program to be built to this level where you've now won 70 consecutive games?
It's buy-in. It's everybody, you know, listening to the principles and the philosophies the coaching staff collectively preach. And It's a lot of getting feedback from the kids too, and learning what works and what doesn't. You see, you know, a lot of kids that played on these teams came to this game tonight.
So when you look at, you know, setting the record for, you know, consecutive wins, like you said, that's not something maybe you even set as a goal, because it seems like such an unattainable thing, right? Winning more than 69 games in a row. So when you kind of look at accomplishments in your coaching career, I know 3 state titles, you've won 2 going undefeated. Where does breaking the state record for consecutive wins rank?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't thought of it like that. I think the streak that we're more and most proud of is that we haven't lost back-to-back games since 2014. That's the one that I think means something. That's the one that shows us that we understand that this is a game of failure, and champions learn how to champion failure and learn from it and show up and win the next day. So that's what I think we're the most proud of.
So moving forward, now that you've broken the streak, obviously you're still, you know, haven't lost in 70 games. Do you think it'll feel any different moving forward now that you've passed the previous mark?
I don't think it'll feel any different at all, because we never made it a point to even talk about it. We never really, you know, talk about it with our players. Our players don't talk about it much. You know, we hear about it, we read about it, and we let other people talk about it. We joke around and say it's the media's toy to play with. It's not our toy to play with. So, you know, our focus is tomorrow we play Orion, and today we did a lot of things better than we did yesterday. Today we hit to the right side a lot better. We challenged them today before the game to hit behind runners and hit to the right side, and today we did that.
So, and now, you know, looking ahead, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Now, you know, I think everybody's going to know, if they, you know, somehow they didn't know, that now you own the record for most consecutive wins. You get everybody's best shot, you know, as it is. But now I think even more teams are going to say, you know, okay, well, we want to try and be the team that finally beats Rock Ridge. So we talked about this a little bit yesterday, you know, coming into every game, you know, you're going to get everybody's best shot. Does that, you know, kind of help you a little bit, kind of staying sharp, knowing that's the kind of challenge you're going to face every day?
We're used to that. That's what we've seen since 2016. We've gotten everybody's number one pitcher every time they've come out, and that's done nothing but develop us. Every team that plays us is motivated to play us, and all it does is develop us. It literally, when we talk about, you know, in pregame about, you know, what we expect to see, I mean, the kids' eyes light up because they know it's going to be a great game, and, you know, nobody's going to throw off to us. Nobody's going to, you know, not show somebody. They want to come after us, and we embrace that. That's what we want, because it'll only make you battle tested and prepare you down the road.
Rock Ridge head coach John Nelson joining us as the Rockets, winners of 70 straight games. They defeat Galesburg tonight 10-0. Coach Nelson, thanks for talking with us. Here's to 70 more in a row,
right? Let's do it. Thanks to you and Coach Cook.